The radio was operational, and it all started with I ordered one, and it seemed like I ordered from DX Engineering, because if you order from them, you know they're like next day most of the time. Like I just ordered RG8X crimpers and all that stuff and coax, and it came literally the day after I ordered it. It's like you can't beat it for free shipping. So I ordered a 500. It got lost for like 6 days. I'm like, hey, you guys, like I've ordered tons of stuff from you, and it's always next day or the day after. And they're like, yeah, it hasn't moved. We'll send you another one. If you get that radio, send it back. Well, I'll be damned. They both show up on the same day, the next day. So then I got two radios, two 500s. And I'm like, all right, well, this box looks a little damaged, so I'm going to keep this one. Go figure, the one I pick has some sort of defect in the control head where the head speaker has this horrible high-pitched hissing audio that comes out of it, whether it's on receive, whether it's menu buttons and the tones beeping. It did it on the bench, on a dummy load. No matter what I did, it just sounded horrible. So Eric, W-A-E-A-P, was like, hey, try messing with the backlight brightness. And there was a direct correlation. The brighter it was, the less prevalent the noise was. And then it's mounted above my mirror, so I'd always have it on minimum, and on the minimum brightness, where it seems to be, you know, reducing the amount of current going to the screen, the worse the screen was. So I called the ACU and did a bunch of troubleshooting with them, and he was like, yeah, just send it in. So they've had it. It almost got lost in transit on the way there. The radio's been cursed since I got it. So fingers crossed they get it working and I get it back, or they're just like, we swapped out your control head, because I think that's the problem.